For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's our third annual Clark Oconee County football high school media days, and rolling with the coaches. Hey, coach, have a seat. Throw those headphones on. We just jumped back on the air here. Greg Vandegrift from Prince Avenue rolling in here along with us. Hey, coach, how you doing?
Good. How you doing today?
You hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, good, good. How's the summer been?
Busy.
Yeah?
Hectic.
In what sense?
Well, my son's been recruited a little bit, so,
okay.
You know, we got to go to those one-day camps, and so it's our practices, then you're hustling to that stuff on the weekends and just going back and forth, and I got three kids all playing sports, so just my personal life is,
I was going to say, what's the busy part?
Yeah, they play nine sports, so it's out of control.
So where have you had to go for the camps? Like, what places have you been?
Let me give you, like, a quick example.
Yeah, I want to hear this. This ought to be good.
So we had spring football.
All right.
We come out. We got final exams. So we got that week. As soon as final exams over, my wife and all of our kids,
right.
We jump on an airplane, go to Europe.
Oh, wow.
We go to Paris for 3 days, rent a car, go up through Belgium into Amsterdam.
Man.
Take a flight over to London, stay for 3 days, come back. Got in Thursday night.
Wow.
At 7:30.
Okay.
Couldn't get a flight out. Spent the night with a buddy at Cape Cod, went deep sea fishing.
Cool.
Came back, and then we had our first day of practice on Tuesday, that Tuesday.
Oh, my gosh.
And so we did.
So that was a great vacation, though.
Great vacation.
Yeah, great
again,
vacation.
Just while our kids are like 12, 14, 16,
yeah.
You know.
We're, so that was a whole family.
Yeah,
went.
We're trying to do that thing. And so we got back. We had football, and then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, then we went. Drove to Knoxville on Friday, threw at UT Saturday, drove to UNC that night, threw at UNC on Sunday.
Man.
Duke Monday, drove back Monday night, had practice Tuesday. Wednesday had practice, went to Clemson, came back. Thursday had practice, went to Georgia. And then we were done.
So there's no summer, is there?
No summer.
I mean, it's just once you got back from that vacation, did you drive over in England?
I did not drive
okay.
on the wrong side of the
okay,
road.
Okay, yeah.
On Paris, you know, in Europe, it used to
yeah,
drive
yeah.
on the left, so I was
yeah.
okay. But on the right side, no, I wanted no part of that.
You know, my wife and I, we went to London for our honeymoon.
Yes.
And we spent the first, like, 4 days in London, and then we rented a car and then drove up to Scotland. I couldn't enjoy being in London because all I was worried about was having to – like 4 days later, I knew I was going to have to drive on the wrong side of the road.
Oh, well, it's crossing the street. You know,
I
mean, you cross the street, you got to look that way, you know. So it's, you know, that's the whole deal is everything's the opposite of what you've grown
crazy.
Up
crazy.
So.
Then once he did, it wasn't too bad. But, man, I couldn't relax over that. Well, you guys have a week zero game, right, Mount Vernon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were just talking about that. We're going to have literally 8 practices and pads. And we're going to play a game and a scrimmage, you know. So 5 days scrimmage, 3 more days, then we're going to have our game.
Are we getting to the point where, I don't know if it's the coaches or the ADs going to have to dial it back for you guys to have a little bit more time before you play a game or a scrimmage? Or are you guys doing enough stuff in the summer where it's not as big of a, you know, a shock to the system?
That's a good question. I think what happened this year, according to Coach Ricketts, is – everything got kicked up a week
mm-hmm.
because of maybe how the dates fell. And next year, even the same schedule,
right.
we have one more week.
Okay. Okay.
So I think it really just sort of how the schedule fell this year that it kicked it forward a week. But the thing about it is, you know, it's a situation where they're in the same boat. So hopefully, you know, with us
yep.
having a lot of experience back at Skill Kids
right.
and stuff, we should be okay.
But it's not at the point where you think it's dangerous.
I don't think it's dangerous.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, because I know that's – and I know you get asked a lot about concussions, and you could get a concussion if you've been playing football for 2 months. I mean, I
that's
understand
right.
that, but I know you probably get asked that a lot by parents.
Yeah, well, it's not like you get acclimated to getting hit.
Exactly, to a head injury,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But does the body need a certain amount of time to be in football shape as opposed to just summer
shape. Well,
that's
where the summer's important.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Now, you know, your body does have to get used to, you know, those dings,
yeah,
and those little bruises,
yeah,
and those kind of things.
And those are going to happen no matter
that's
what.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, honestly, it's probably better to start it earlier than you hit each other for 3 weeks and
right,
you're bored to death, and then you're rolling into the season, you know, and then you're getting banged up.
Tell me who you brought over here with you.
Brought over number two on the board, number one in your heart, Elijah Hines, our free safety. Had 107 tackles last year. Was
wow.
All-region player. Great. Does a great job for us, you know, sort of our quarterback in the secondary. And
yep,
then Max Simmons is our sort of our do-everything guy. He second on team in reception with 49 catches, and he's our starting point guard, starting corner. Both of them were all-regions last year. And just bring back – they have great leadership and great commitment. And so, you know, I never have to worry about the locker room or the weight room because these guys are leading and working. And then there's some other guys with them doing the same thing.
Well, but I know we can't hear you guys, but y'all could hit right now. Y'all ready to go hit? I knew what that answer was going to be.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so they're definitely ready to go. Well, tell us, like, as far as returning starters, what you got, that kind of thing, too.
We, you know – to go back, our skill guys are all sort of coming back this year,
yeah,
and so we feel good. But, I mean, you know, we're concerned. We were breaking a new quarterback, and we have a new tailback. So, you know, our run game, or what can our quarterback deliver the ball? You know, he's never started a varsity game. So those kind of things are concerns.
Sure.
On offense, our O-line, we have two starters back. And then, you know, so we have three guys we're breaking in. And then defensively, we have one starter on the D-line, but really everybody else that stands up, with the exception of our Mike, is back. And so we feel good about, you know, we can stop the pass or we can throw the ball, but in high school football, you have to stop the run or you have to be able to run it. So our concerns are we play playoff games these first three, you know, playoff teams these first three games. So you know, we're coming out right out the gate with some hard physical games that we're going to have to be able to control the line of scrimmage. So that's a concern, and we got to address it quickly.
You got a stretch where you've got five road games and a six-game stretch. Who's the recruit? Who's the schedule guy here?
Me, you know. But the good and bad is,
yeah,
I have no control over the back end.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? The last six games, or seven games, I have no control over home or away. You pulled them out of a hat.
Right, right.
You
what I was going to say, though, is that at least at the end, though,
yeah,
you got everything at,
yeah,
your place.
Yeah, the last three are home. And you know, it's a thing where obviously you want to go home away as much as you can,
yeah,
but it worked out where we were 3-4 or 4-3, whatever we were, with home and away, and so we needed one home and two away.
Right.
You know, when it came to the three non-regions, the first three games. So everybody wants to come to their place, you know. So
yeah, well, of course, yeah, you want to play home games. But the thing is, you play week zero, you do get the two bye weeks during
the
season.
See, that right there has – really,
yeah,
changed my perspective on do you play zero week or not.
Yeah.
And I think it's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Because what the two byes give you, it gives you a chance to regroup.
Right.
You know, you get a kid hurt, and then all,
yeah,
of a sudden, you know, really, you know, you get a hurt, and if it's you don't play in a real strong opponent, you could lose 2 weeks. You know, he could sit out 2 weeks,
sure,
and you could roll back into,
absolutely,
you know, that next week.
And you do have a bye week before you start your –
region.
The region, yeah, and then you've got the one between Athens Christian and Lakeview. So, yeah, it definitely,
yeah,
works out well for that. Now, who do you have in the scrimmage?
Hebron.
Oh, okay.
So,
okay,
it's a region team. It's a region team, you know. But,
okay.
But we don't play them. We,
right,
could only get them in a crossover.
Gotcha.
Who you are, we, you know.
I forget about the crossover, too, at the end of the season.
Who you are in the, yep, scrimmage is not who you are week 11.
Right, absolutely.
So, you know, I felt no threat. Go ahead and playing them. And it was it's sort of a safe scrimmage.
Right.
They're not going to kill us. We're not going to kill them.
Exactly.
We should be okay.
Although sometimes when you're playing to be safe, sometimes that can.
Well, meaning they're not huge and monstrous.
No, no,
like
I
we're
hear
not
you
playing
saying.
Clark Central,
right,
and they're dragging us around the field.
No, I totally hear you as far as that goes. Third season in, has it flown by for you?
Yeah, it's been, you know, it's been a great move for our family.
Yeah.
You know, just my son and two daughters. My wife now works at the school. So for us, it is a family affair, and it's been wonderful. Just on a personal level with my family and the whole environment and the administration, Colonel Hathaway and Coach Ricketts. I mean, super supportive. I don't even have to cut the grass over here. It's awesome. You know, Coach cuts all the grass. So
Coach Ricketts is one of the few that's been around as long as I have and the rest of us too, right? So old guys are out here.
I think the gray hair shows that, you know what I'm saying? But
It's done a great job for a long, long time.
Well, I mean, look at it. Seriously, if you look at his three hires, I mean, not that I'm one of the good ones, but the other two are sort of legends in the state, you know. And so, you know, for kudos to him, I mean, he's done a great job with getting at least guys that fit into his school, that believe in what he believes in. And then he allows them to go work. You know, he don't have to micromanage.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, he don't have to micromanage.
And you appreciate that.
More than anything. You know, he allows you to do your job and, you know, to get the people in. He, you know, it creates a trust. And so year three, you know, our kids know how to play. They know how to work. I think this is our best staff we've had since I've been there rolling in this year. And so I'm really excited about it and really feel good about it.
So let me make sure I got this right. So the Academy last year made the state championship. You guys in the semifinals. Region 8A is
pretty good football.
It's just a piece of cake, right?
Pretty good football.
Yeah, there's going to be another one this year too, another dogfight.
I think it's, you know, I really think we're more towards the SEC of single-A football, you know, when it comes to our region. And you know, you got Commerce that does a real good job. Hebron, I think, is coming on. You know, they're on the other side. I think ACS will be better. I think George Walton will be a little better. You know, and then again, I think it's really a two-dog race with us and ACAD. You know, saying Commerce is public. You know, so,
right.
So I think ACAD is still young. You know, I still think they have real good young players, you know, sophomores and juniors. So.
Well, you know, not that I'm saying you do this, but, you know, the fans will do it. But you can look at a schedule and go, oh, that's a win, that's a loss, that's a win, that's a loss. You know, that's a coin flip. But, man, some of these schedules, you don't get that. It's not as easy anymore to look at it
that way. Yeah,
yeah,
that's right.
So I know that's how it's getting in or has become an 8-single-A.
Sure, yeah. No, it's, you know, again, I mean – could we go 6-4? We could, you know. And could we go 10-0? We could.
Yeah.
So that's, you know, it's a thing where, like I've told them when I told one of the other guys, I mean, I think, you know, we have a chance to win the region, which is good because some teams don't have a chance.
Right.
You know, we have a chance to win the region. And we have a chance to be one of the to go to the final eight, you know, again, according to how we match up in the playoffs. And the playoffs are all about matchups, you know, and how we get in the matchups of the playoffs. And then once you get to eight, anything can happen, 8-4.
Sure. I always like to ask you guys, this is year number 6, I believe, of the BCS for single A. I call it the BCS. The computers. Do you that?
I don't even pay attention.
You don't care?
You got to beat everybody.
Yeah, just wherever.
I just care where Elka is. I don't care. Everybody after that, I don't care.
I know. It's like you want to stay away from them.
Where's Alabama? You know,
so. Is that going to change anytime soon? No.
Not till Georgia High School. Like, if I could bang on any drum, this is the drum I'm banging
on.
Okay. Alabama created a rule called competitive equality or something like that.
Okay.
They came out with it last year.
The state of Alabama.
Yeah. They're whatever their GHS
right,
is.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
They did this last year.
Okay.
We need it. All right. They came up with a rule that said if you competed in the state championship 2 years in a row, whatever the sport is, all right, so, you know, Elka goes 2 years in a row. In football, they immediately go to double A the next year.
Oh, okay.
And if you do, you know, and then if you go, you don't go for 2 years, you go back. But what that does is, see, I think they would bump and be in 4A.
So you're saying in Alabama, if Elka moved up to double A, if they didn't make it at the state championship
for two years, they would go back down. What,
if they made it one of the 2 years,
they stay.
Okay.
They stay.
So they have to go 2 years without making it, and then they get kind of relegated.
Yeah, they come back.
Would that be easy to do?
Why wouldn't it be?
I'm saying,
see, you recycle every 2 years.
I gotcha.
You see what I'm saying? You recycle every 2 years because everybody's on a 2-year cycle.
Right.
On
I
your
see
scheduling.
What you're saying. Yeah.
So it's not an issue.
That's a good point.
It easily can be done.
That's a good point. Is that got any traction in Georgia?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I don't have a big enough drum. I need someone with a bigger drum to beat on that drum.
Coach Ricketts not
I need Coach Ricketts. I need Coach Ricketts to make some phone calls.
You couldn't get Kevin Petrosky and
– We need him to get some phone calls too.
Yeah, get the rest of the guys in 8-single-A. Well, that is interesting. I hadn't even thought about that too. So, anyway.
It makes sense. I mean, when Cartersville went to state championship 3 years in a row, Who wants to do that?
I mean,
who wants to be everybody? You have a great year, and they got Trevor Lawrence one more time.
Right. No, I hear you. That's interesting. Now, if you're in 7A and you keep going to the state championship, I guess there's nothing you can do about it.
If you can drag everybody at 7A, so be it.
Coach, it's always great to see you.
Thank you so much.
Greg Van De Griff, the head football coach at Prince Avenue. I like that. I'm going to start paying attention to that.
I hadn't heard that.
The Prince Avenue season gets underway against Mount Vernon in 0 week, which is August 17th. Thanks again, Coach. I tell you what, Coach Pernow's going to join us on the other side. So we will take a quick timeout, and we'll have Coach Pernow from Clark Central joining us right here on 960 The Ref.
The Dan Le Show with Stu Gotts. Weekdays 10 to noon on Athens Sports Radio, 960 The Ref.
David Johnston back along with you here at the third annual Clark Oconee County Football Media Day at the University of Georgia campus. We're at we're at Correll Hall. It's part of the Terry College area. Clark Central head coach David Pernow is along with me. This don't look like Georgia when we were in school here anyway.
So.
Oh, man. This place is nice.
Yeah, they did a great job.
Man, it is unbelievable. You've been here all your life. This whole area is just, it's completely crazy.
For sure.
Yeah.
It's first class. I mean, they did a great job with the event. And as usual, I guess it's their third year running. So.
Yeah. Unreal. Speaking of third year head coach heading in.
Yeah.
Has it flown by for you?
Yeah, some parts have dragged, but it's coming together. I think we've kind of pinpointed going through the first couple seasons and kind of pinpointed what the key is. First we got to establish some strong leadership within our group, and I think it's not that we had bad leaders. But we just didn't have the leaders with the personality we got now. The two guys with me today, Quay Teasley, our inside linebacker, and Edwin Summerauer, who both were all-region type players last year for us, and just kind of a rock. And I think they would be the first to tell you that it's not just them, and that's huge. They got a lot of support, a lot of seniors with them that could be here as well and are moving the right direction.
And they're both seniors also.
Yes.
So how many are you going to have this year?
26, 27 seniors.
What have you had the first 2 years?
Last year we had a lot. Last year we had a lot of seniors, but didn't finish with as many as we started with.
Right.
And that's disappointing. I think this year we've screened it pretty well and put a lot more demands on them to make sure they're in it for the long haul. And I think, that's one thing you run into high school. A lot of kids, they grow up and they're always playing. They're always the dude. And then you get to a program like ours, 5A program. I mean, there's competition. I mean, you got to be a good athlete. You got to work hard and you got to get better. And what happens, a lot of seniors rest on what happens their junior year and think things are going to come easy. But what you got guys coming. I mean, they're guys, ninth graders, 10th graders that are capable nowadays and stepping right in. And
was that the thing you walked into? Not that maybe you weren't expecting, but that you saw more of than maybe you thought when you took over. Is that different now?
No,
or
I think we
telling them not to rest on their laurels.
Yeah, no question. We were just trying to survive that first year. I think we had 8 seniors, something like that. 8 productive seniors. We might have had 10 in all. Last year it grew. We got those numbers up, but what we're establishing is a feeder program.
Right.
So you got 7th, 8th graders chomping, can't wait to get here now with our new weight room renovations, thanks to Coach Ward and Steve Brooks and rallying the troops and all the people that donated. And, our weight room's second to none. You can compete with anybody. You can really establish that youth. And I mean, if they just get in that program at a young age, you're going to be a football player.
Well, I know you play, your dad and a lot of the Athens guys were great about being able to get behind Coach Henderson and rally the community. I know that had kind of fallen off some. You've seen that picking back up then, right?
Yeah, I hope. I mean, you would think, the one thing that, Coach Henderson didn't have to deal with is the two big schools in Oconee. I mean, there was one double-A school in Oconee back in the day, and then the private schools. So, you know, that was something there was really no competition. I mean, we were pretty much the only show in town. And back then, even, you know, Cedar was really good.
Yeah.
I mean, Cedar had good players. And they, so it's a little different dynamic, but it's we know where we got to get, and we know how to get there, and we're moving the right direction.
Do you think the guys that are playing today, I probably could ask them, do they know the history? You know, is that as, you know.
They're learning it.
Yeah.
They're learning it. You know, obviously they don't – it's tough for them to see. And, you know, as much as you tell them.
Yeah. It's still 30 years ago. Yeah.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, but it was amazing that how many people were actually in that stadium and on Friday nights on a regular basis.
It's crazy.
And you know, with our schedule and this team, we've got a chance to, you know, create that much closer from an attendance standpoint and the interest because, you know, the daunting schedule is, I mean, it's really tough. And if we can navigate those first 5-6 games, you know, and I'm not concerned. I went back to a little bit of baseball, which you'll be able to relate with me when we would play the toughest schedule in the country.
Absolutely.
And, you know, by the time you got in the league play, you were ready. And
well,
and
Coach Henderson used to do that with you guys
too. All the time.
Yeah.
I mean, we.
I always assumed that was where you got that philosophy from
when
you were coaching baseball.
It was.
Yeah.
And however. A little different in football from the sense because you know, number one, you don't want to get beat up, and number two, you're trying to get momentum and confidence. And when you don't play every day, like in baseball, you got to make sure. But I'm excited about it. It's a great challenge, and we got a great group and leaders. And if we're going to go through it out of all 3 years, this is the group I would trust the most going through the schedule.
It's kind of funny. You got how did the preseason game with Jeff Heron and T.L. Hanna come about?
Well, a little bit was obviously Coach Ward.
Yeah.
But his relationship, and then I got to email him with Coach Heron, and you know it's a good program, and you know what works out better is it's the first day of school.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because it's on a Wednesday.
It's on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
And, you know, the other benefit of that, it will allow us to go watch, you know, get prepared for Winder from a scouting standpoint, but also give us a couple more days to heal and
it's like a college team playing on a Thursday and then having a game on the next Saturday. Yeah.
So, yeah, you get a little time off. And then, you know, the other side of it is they say, well, you only got – you know, 3-4 days in pads, and then you got to get ready for Hanna. And see, that's what we took care of. We already did, you know, 2.5 days in a padded camp. So we're not going to be shocked when we put the gear on and go at it.
And I guess, too, because you got Winder in that 0 week or that week zero, you get 2 bye weeks during the season, which is huge also.
That's great.
Yeah, so I know that works out. Works out very well. Does that mean you guys will go to T.L. Hanna next year for?
Yeah, we'll have to go there, and.
But that's not cheap. I mean, that's an hour up the road, hour and a half.
You get
up
a chance to play a program like that in a scrimmage. You know, it's an offense that we don't see a lot, so it'll give us some eyes on the wing T style.
Yeah,
and they have some dudes. Especially one of them is probably one of the top 20 at his position in the country.
Well, you know, I guess that doesn't surprise me, but that's what you like.
No, that's what we like.
Yeah, play those guys.
And that's what these guys have grown into liking. I mean, you know, you don't want it to be easy. You want to go out and earn and feel like you earn what you get.
Coach Perno from Clark Central joining us. What is 8-5A going to be like this year? Obviously, Buford being in there, but what are you looking at for the region?
Well, you know, we still play them, which isn't smart, but, you know, Flowery Branch is out.
Right. But they're still on the schedule.
They're going to be really good. So, that you know, that's a little relief that game's not going to be a region game.
Right.
We should be in the mix. I mean, we, you know, should have a good chance to compete for a region title, and know, obviously Cedar is going to be good. Loganville is always good. You know, I don't know what Walnut Grove or Johnson, but I suspect a little more rebuilding right. from those two schools. So, you know, we should have a chance.
Well, yeah, it's kind of funny because we're talking about what, like, Coach Henderson used to call the preseason schedule, and you're playing Oconee, which I like that, you know, the even though y'all aren't yeah. in the same region, y'all are still playing each other, and you said you're playing Flowery Branch, and you got Thompson. That's how y'all used to do it.
Yeah, that's right. Thompson and then Lanier.
Yeah,
and Lanier's yeah. got a quarterback that's a prospect and good thrower, big kid. And so you got prospects on every team and that we play. And that's good for our kids because, you know, when you get – hopefully things work out and you get a shot at the playoffs wherever you're seated, you're going to be battle-tested. And I think that might have been a little bit – hurt us a little bit last
right,
year.
Right.
You know, we had some easy games leading into the region, and then, you know, every tough game we got to, we weren't quite – ready. We
right.
couldn't finish. And I think that, you know, the Flowery Branch game we lost in the second half with turnovers, and the Carrollton game, which we had a great comeback, being down 16-0,
right.
come back, tie it, and just, you know, it was tough. And I think our key to these guys and why leadership's so important, it's because, you know, how you respond to when things don't go your way.
Right. Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
You got to find a way to survive when things are working against you a little bit. And I think that's the biggest thing with this group is I think we're going to be better trained, better schooled on handling adversity.
And you've got quarterback to replace and a new OC. How's all that going to roll through there for
that's
you?
That's great.
Yeah.
You know, we got some options at quarterback, but Isaac Ward is definitely the number one.
Yeah,
he's got a great head on his shoulders, makes good decisions, can throw on the move. He's got leadership qualities, and he's perfect for us in the offense we're running. I think Coach Vaughn, Norris Vaughn, has come in, and you know, we have a plan.
Right.
We will have identity, and you know, we will run. You know, we're going to run the ball. We're going to be a two-back style that's going to run the ball and play to our strength of our defense. Because if our defense, if we don't keep them on the field and we're able to control the clock a little bit, our defense could be special.
Yeah.
I mean, we got stars at every level. I mean, on our D-line, we got a couple stars. Linebacker, we got two great inside linebackers, one really good outside linebacker. And in our secondary, we got Edwin, the twins, Edwin and Edrin, and Derek Johnson's doing good things. We got options.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like, let's see, run the football, play really hard-nosed defense. Sounds like
Billy
a formula.
And we will have
yes.
a BH sticker on our helmets.
I was going to ask you, I know it's going to be strange this year with Coach Henderson passing away and, you know, just – a guy who touched so many lives, yours, mine, so many people that were touched by
That's
him.
That's pretty incredible.
It really is. And you said you guys will have stickers on the helmet.
We will. So, you know, I'm looking forward to. And these guys get it. They kind of have an idea.
Yeah.
You know, it's our younger guys that,
sure.
you know, you got to educate a little bit on how – you know, it's on the wall, though. I mean, you see the run. I mean, all through the – late 70s, 80s, 90s, we were as good, you know,
yeah,
one of the best programs in the state and
country.
One of the better programs in the country.
Yeah.
And, you know, the other piece of it was we were one of the best schools
right
in the state. I mean, it was just kids wanted to go to Clark Central. And I think our football team can be the vehicle to bring that tradition back. They don't understand that part.
Yeah.
You know, you got to do it in the classroom. But we're getting better at it.
Well, it's a great run for you. It's hard to believe season number three, but joy following the program. Best of luck to you. By the way, I promised one of our best friends, it's so weird too, that JD's married. We don't even quite know what to make
crazy.
Of that.
I didn't even know Lakos got married a couple of years ago. I saw
right.
I saw him at one of JD's parties. So things
things
you know,
are changing.
Yeah,
it's weird.
Yeah, it might be – the earth might be moving a different direction right now. But best wishes to both of them. They were great guys, great workers.
Absolutely.
And did an outstanding job.
All right, so it's not Friday night lights. It's Wednesday night lights on August 8th when T.L. Hanna comes in for the preseason game. And then you guys are on the road until the beginning of September when Thompson rolls in.
Yeah, so that's unique.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's just the way it fell.
Yeah.
You know, it'll be reciprocated next year.
Sure.
So it'll be.
Exactly.
You know,
plus,
the first
it'll put
three.
Hair on, like, on the chest, too, as far as.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's our key.
Yeah.
I mean, with our guys, we can compete with anyone. And we have just got to learn to play better on the road, be a little more consistent, and things will take care of themselves.
Best of luck, David.
Thanks, Dave.
Always great
appreciate
to see you. Best of luck to you guys as well. That's Clark Central head coach David Perna. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll come back with more here as we're having a great time on the University of Georgia campus here for the Clark County, Oconee County High School Football Media Day here on 960 The Ref.
Keep up with us on social media. Follow along on Twitter and Instagram at 960 The Ref and on Facebook.com/960TheRef.
All right, back here at Correll Hall, University of Georgia campus, for the Clark County, Oconee County High School Football Media Day. Having a great time here today and talking with all the area head coaches. And thanks so much all of them. Just a great group of head coaches that we have here in the area. And now we bring in the head coach at North Oconee High School, Tyler Arndt, who is in his second season. Tyler, great to see you again. How have you been?
Good to see you as well. We're doing good.
Yeah?
Busy right now.
Summer been good for you?
It's been very good.
Yeah?
The kids are working hard. We actually have found some time to go on vacation, so it's been good.
Yeah, well, you know, if you don't have a little bit of vacation, you're just not going to
be balanced.
Depressed. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, or I'm going to be going home to an empty house.
No doubt. No doubt. Well, you knew year number one was going to be there was going to be a lot of challenges. How are we looking here for heading into year number two?
We're in a much better spot than
yep.
we were a year ago. And it's a tribute to these kids and the work that they've put in this offseason. You know, they've done a great job of, just – following the plan and not trying to change too much to try and get different results.
Right.
We knew it was going to be a process and we kind of prepped them, you know, when we got here that it's going to take some time. And they've stuck with it and we're in a better place because of them and the leadership that they're now providing to the younger groups.
Was there one thing you walked into that you realized, okay, this is what I got to get done first?
Well, I mean, I guess anytime you get put in a situation where you're in a new job, there's going to be areas that you want to change
yeah.
and that need attention, and trying to prioritize those was difficult, because one of the biggest things is we wanted to get the community and we wanted to get the support back in the program, and you want to implement the weight room and the youth league. So trying to pick those battles and where you
sure.
spent your time was difficult, and just having an extra year to get things headed in the right direction has been critical to the future of the program.
You said you're going to have almost close to 100 guys.
That's right.
Yeah. So if you had known that this time last year, would that surprise you, or is that kind of what you were thinking?
I would have been surprised.
Yeah.
Because our freshman group – we lost some in our freshman group last summer, and you're always going to have some attrition
coaching change, sure.
And so to be able to manage that and put plans in place to where we wouldn't lose kids this summer is going to be very valuable moving forward. We've got close to 35 kids in our freshman class playing football right now, which is a strong number. And then the groups behind them have 30 to 35. So you're talking about 4 years down the road, you're having 120, 130 kids in your program.
Right.
And now you've got some that's built with a lot of, it's just very solid.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, tell us about who you brought over with you today.
All right, so first we have Caleb Jones, who's number 67. He plays offensive tackle. This will be the third year that he started it on the O-line.
Is he on the left side or the right side?
He's left.
All right.
He's left tackle.
All right. He looks like it.
Blind side.
He looks like it. Yeah.
He's a big kid.
Man after my own heart. Yes.
He's going to have an opportunity to play a lot of football even after this season. And then beside him is JT Dukes, who's number 8, who plays linebacker, who will also have started for three seasons, this year. So both of them and their experience has been very valuable on both the offensive and defensive side of the ball.
Are you going to have what kind of senior class are you going to have? Big, small?
We've got 21.
Okay.
Which is about six or seven more than last year.
Yeah.
And a lot of them have played a lot of snaps. So you try not to think ahead, but, you know, as a coach, it's always part of that process. So, you know, we're starting to look into next year. It's like, oh, my goodness, we're going to have to replace a lot of guys that have played a lot of football for
right.
us. So we got to take advantage of the opportunity that we have to have kids that have played a lot of snaps and get the most out of them this year.
Are you? I'm kind of the guy that's like, I fret like a year or two ahead, and like, oh, wait a minute. But it's like, wait, I got this in front of me right now. Is that same way?
Always.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I think it's just constant. And you know, you look at your younger groups because you're trying to build them as well, and you get excited about them, but you always have to refocus and remember, you know, what's right in front of you.
You guys open week zero at Putnam County. Who do you have in your scrimmage the week before?
We play Jackson County the 9th, so it's the Thursday before our first game.
And I know I've already asked Coach Nolan, but eight quad A is just – it's going to be eight quad A.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
And we talk about that with them all the time. If you think you're going to roll up there and just roll your helmet out on the field and get a win, you're in the wrong boat.
Yeah.
I mean, because – it just doesn't work like that. And you got to have some luck on your side because, it's not easy to win in our region.
Well, you coming from Parkview, and then you played at GAC. Not that last year was a humbling experience, but how was that for you last year?
When you're a competitor
and
you don't get the results you want, it's always frustrating.
Right.
I don't care what level you play at. So it was a learning experience
because
I had to learn how to deal with things that I have never had to deal with.
Right.
But, you know, it makes you stronger as a person. It made you stronger as a team. It gave them something, you know, to build off of. And we've tried to stay the course the best as possible where you're not thinking about what happened last year because that's in the rear view now. You're just trying to look out, you know, the
right.
front windshield and what's coming up in front of you.
Well, I thought you did a great job last year. I know the record, but I know you were going
in with
the stuff.
I appreciate it. Yeah,
keeping up with you guys.
We were close in a lot of ball games,
and
that's one thing that we've harped on is trying to find a way to win when you got opportunities to win ball games and not letting things slip through your fingers because there were three or four ball games where we could have easily been on the other end of the stick.
And it's cliche, but maybe that'll work.
Yeah, absolutely.
Work its way out this
absolutely.
Year. Yeah. Anyway, Coach Arndt, great to see you.
Good to see you, too. I
Fellas,
appreciate it.
Best of luck to you guys this year, too. I know everybody's excited. Can't believe that we're
it's
that
here.
Close.
It's here.
I cannot believe we were that close. But anyway, best of luck to you
thank
guys.
Thank you.
And North Oconee, and they'll open the season at Putnam County on August 17, which we call Zero Week, and then they've got their home opener against Appalachie. Is Coach Small around? Okay, I guess he's not. So anyway, I wasn't sure. Thanks a lot, Tyler. Great to see you guys. And we have had a great, great time here today. And thanks to everybody who has been along with us today. And I'd like to thank Steve and Ross here at the site of the tent. And also, thanks to Sam, and thanks to Tyler back at Mission Control for what they've been able to do, getting us on the air and all that great stuff. Thanks to Coach Alexander, thanks to Coach Williams, Coach Riles, also Coach Perno, Coach Arndt, Coach Nolan, and Coach Vandegrift, and thanks to Kevin Petrosky, and also thanks to John Ward, the ADs at Clark Central High School and Athens Academy for all of their help in getting this put together. And again, the season will crank up. I think every single team, I think I said every single team that we talked to today has a game in week zero, which is August 17. And Clark Central, they've got that Wednesday game on August 8th when they take on T.L. Hanna in a preseason game. So that'll be a lot of fun as well, as Jeff Heron and T.L. Hanna will roll in. So anyway, that'll be very, very cool. And Georgia football just 38 days away, and doing the math here for these high school teams, they are close as well. So hey, I can't wait for year number four coming up next. It's hard to believe we did this at Buffaloes back in the day a couple of years ago, and then we were at Clark Central High School last year, and here we are at the University of Georgia, and this is just a beautiful, beautiful place. So anyway, all right, thanks to Sam. Thanks to Tyler back in the studio.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.